Hello, welcome to our first episode of our podcast, Native Gunslingers. My name is Brayden, and this is Roger.
Well,
I'm glad that went. We're leaving that one.
Yeah, we're just fucking shit.
Okay, so as you can tell, this is not going to be a very serious podcast, but it's called Native Gunslingers, and this is just going to be me and him. That's all you're going to know from us. Just going over different topics of our choosing.
His name's Brayden, by the way. He said my name already. Fuck you, Brayden. Fucking kill yourself.
I said my name.
Oh. God damn it. Okay. Great start. Let's go.
Yeah, we're not restarting. We had to restart once already.
Twice.
Because I... Really?
Yeah.
We started recording only once.
Oh, wait. No, that... Fuck. I'm fucking stupid.
Well, our characters are being established very well. Okay, so... Roger, do you want to go over what kind of topics that we would be going over?
Yeah. Interesting shit. No, we're gonna go over, fucking pop culture, fucking,
list.
Stuff we like, video games, politics if we need to,
So, genuinely speaking, I guess you're gonna be the try-hard comedic relief here. We're just going to be going over general subjects, sometimes politics, video games we like, maybe even music and other pop culture, and just personal interests we have. It will be the same for every episode. This first episode, we're not going to have anything specific. We're just going to...
We're fucking winging it, bros!
As you can tell. He's trying really hard. You're trying really hard.
I know.
Just be normal.
I am being normal.
That's not normal.
Is normal.
Okay, to an extent, it's normal. This banter is normal, but you're yelling.
This is normal.
Okay, this works. So let's just follow the dick flow chart.
Dick flow chart.
We have a dick flow chart, by the way.
It's a penis.
Yeah, I'm not making that up. I just got bored. I drew a dick and wrote out what we're going to be doing for the podcast. The bullet points in a dick. Because we all started there.
Jesus. I have nothing to say past that.
I was hoping you were just going to repeat me, just in a dick.
In a penis.
Yep.
Well, you see, when a mom and dad love each other...
We're going to establish this is not for kids. Because I'm pretty... I don't know...
If you're under the age of...
13. 13 years
old. 47. This is not appropriate for... We're not even legally allowed to do this because we're both, like, you know, 7-year-old Filipino girls.
Okay. Ah, man, I've always wanted to be a 7-year-old Filipino girl.
That's goddamn... that's the quote where... That's the quote of your life now.
That's the quote of my life. I'll just add that to the list. So I guess we can now just go into topics, which I mentioned earlier, the 13 years and the younger thing, because I know YouTube does this, where if...
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much all social media, if you're under the age of 13, you're not actually supposed to be on the site.
Well, yeah, but also on YouTube, people, if their stuff is directed towards children, I'm using the quote marks, by the way, YouTube can literally fine you for, like, thousands of dollars per video that doesn't actually warn kids.
Even though YouTube could just, you know, take down those fucking videos like, you know, a normal fucking person.
But they don't make money that way. This is a really good representation of how we're gonna be working. Humor to seriousness and anger.
Like they fucking... What the fuck, YouTube?
Yeah, we're not gonna be on it as far as I'm aware, so... Who knows, maybe someone will listen to this and put our audio on YouTube for some reason.
Oh, I thought I was gonna do that. I honestly thought that was the plan, is like, have it go to all the podcast places, and then I just throw
the...
You
weren't supposed to tell them. Oh, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, I'm the fan who's gonna put the shit on YouTube now.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna be our one fan. Hi, Roger. You're listening. This is us.
I'm listening from the future.
This is the past, though. Well, now it's the future. Paradox.
We're not gonna... And the universe collapsed.
We're not gonna get very far.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, well... Well, so I guess to go on to a bit more different topics, we'll go over to some personal interests we got. So, that election, I'm kidding, we're not going to talk about that.
It's fucking chaos, bro.
Yeah, but no, I guess to just start off with something that we really like, that we'll both definitely be talking about a lot, is a music artist, we don't call him a rapper, Tom McDonald.
Yeah, he fucking... He fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's what we gotta say. No. He goes over controversial issues, personal issues, mental health issues. He goes over a lot of stuff in his music and stuff. And yeah, he's an amazing musician. He can pull, for his music, he can pull shit from all sorts of different genres and stuff.
He has proven to be able to do a variety of different styles of raps. He can go very slow and make sure you really understand his words. He can be really fast. He's a phenomenal lyricist. He can definitely do chop rapping, too, which
is what Tech N9ne, Hobson,
where they go really...
Jaron Benton, those rappers...
Yeah, essentially, chop rapping is, as Roger has explained it to me, he's the one who knows more about this than me. He's going to know a majority of things. I'm just going to know how to talk.
I'm a smart boy.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy.
Shut up. Shut up. That doesn't belong here.
But no.
Not that inside joke.
Yeah, you were explaining chopper rapping?
Yes, chop rapping. Essentially, where within the span of a few seconds, they... have a set of bars, but it's really fast, so it's...
Really fast pause, really fast pause, really fast pause. And then they also do speed rapping, like Eminem style.
Oh, yeah, and I guess technically Tech N9ne style, too. Tech N9ne is definitely my favorite out of all the chop rappers and the fast rappers.
I grew up listening to Tech N9ne and Hobson and Steve Stone and shit, and I've been listening to a lot of Jaron Benton recently, so...
You just introduced me to Tom McDonald, and I already had... I already liked Eminem because of my brother, and then I got into the feel of all those other rappers because I got into that genre. But, of course, we don't just like rap.
I pretty much solely listen to rap and death metal. There's really no in-between with me. There's, like... It's either... And I like underground rap music. I'm not too big on, like, the modern pop.
Oh, yeah. If
mumble rap, let's be honest.
If anyone who's listening actually knows who Tom McDonald is, he has no manager or anything like that. He's 100% independent. It's him and his girlfriend, whoever Evan is, because he kind of just mentioned Evan in one of his...
Yeah, in, what's the song?
Oh, boy.
No Response.
No Response, thank you. I was about to say, like, how do I forget the name of my favorite song by him?
Yeah, and that song's all bars. There's no chorus.
Oh, yeah, he does really good. Like, he does really good whenever doing songs that don't even have a chorus. And when he does a chorus, that chorus sticks. No Lives Matter, great example of that.
Yeah, like... And don't take that title as, like... Listen to the song, since it's not...
Oh, yeah.
It's not him saying No Lives Matter. It's him saying that the news and media... has divided people to a point where people don't see the other side's lives as matter.
Yeah, no, it's that's the controversy of his topics. It's not controversy in the way it looks face value. Like, he has a song that says, "If I Was Black," that song is depicting what he's at least heard by other people to how they feel that they are as black Americans. And it's also satirical. It's a satire. He also does a satire of straight white male, which is just over-exaggerating how much straight white men get away with in the country. And that's just his style, being controversial. But as we were starting to go on before, is that rap's not the only thing we like to get into. Roger said before, he loves death metal. I really like rock and metal as well. Rock and metal, that used to be all I would listen to, and then I got introduced to Tom McDonald.
But if it wasn't for Tom McDonald, I wouldn't have gotten back into rap and all that. One of his songs, White Boy, popped up on my timeline, or it was one of the songs that people got offended by that, like, made him make White Boy and all that. It popped up on my thing and all that, and I listened to it, and I'm like, oh, this is a pretty decent song and all that. Didn't go out of my way to listen to it, but it started suggesting more of his music, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So I started listening to him on Spotify and all that, and they started suggesting other musicians, and wound up suggesting musicians I used to listen to, like Tech N9ne, Hobson, Stevie Stone, and all that, and other musicians, NF, fucking, Luke Gone, and Khan.
So yeah, in case if any of you are wondering about maybe some other musicians we listen to, other genres, since we're going over the rap artists we like to listen to, I know that Roger and I both do like Slipknot, him more so than me, but personally I really like listening to Disturbed, Skillet, two opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of like rock music, and one's technically metal, and also like The Protest and Flyleaf, 3 Days Grace, Anything an angsty teenager would normally listen to, I still listen to that. Not because I ever, well, obviously I was an angsty teenager, but not because I was an emo teenager. And when I say emo, I don't mean like, I mean the person who just wears black clothing and acts depressed. Not like, not people who aren't real emos, of course.
With me, what's funny is Slipknot became the milder end of my music spectrum and all that. Nowadays, I listen to a lot of Blood Youth, Thy Art Is Murder, Conform, I can't remember the name of the band, but they have this one song I listen to all the time called Azumat. There's a lot of really great death metal artists and stuff,
Yeah, so we do like mainstream musicians and whatnot, but we also do like YouTube musicians as well, because I do like some people who only do YouTube songs, mainly for video games, like DA Games, excuse me. And there, I can't remember the specific name of another one I listen to, but still, that's just, we don't just listen to mainstream, we listen to a little bit more orthodox style of music. I also really like another rapper who I call just a lesser Tom McDonald, in a sense, because of the way he is the equivalent to him, but he's not quite there. That his name's Wee Scheme. He's only got 50,000 subscribers. That man needs 1 million now. Get out there and subscribe to him if you're not.
No, he's pretty good and stuff. Like, one thing that gives me a laugh is he almost sounds like he has autotune, but it's just his normal voice.
Oh yeah, no, he has a song up called Flowetry, one of my favorite songs he's ever done, and he addresses that, about how people say his voice sounds weird, but that's just how he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm intentionally going quiet to mess with you.
I don't fucking know where to go from here.
Well, to go from music on the Dick Flow chart, it says some inside jokes. I'm God.
Swamp ass.
We're just gonna leave that there. Now for some video games.
No explanation. No.
No, we're not going to explain that. You figure that out for yourself somehow.
You fucking cunt. Just start insulting the audience.
Yeah, you're worthless to us. All of our... The only reason to do this, you're worthless to us.
We are your gods now.
We're clearly not serious when we talk like that. Let's make that very clear.
I'm very serious.
And it's honestly hard to tell when you first get to know him if he is or isn't. But music, of course, is not something is not the only thing, of course, we're going to talk about and the things we like video games. This guy, if you try to have any discussion of Fallout lore,
I will murder you.
Yeah, don't.
If you have the lore slightly wrong, I will burn down your house and fucking tell you everything you got wrong about. Fallout is the Bible!
Yeah, I mispronounced Paladin Dance's name, and wow, what did I get rid of you, old?
What were you calling it? Paladin Dance or something? I can't remember.
Paladin Dan.
Oh! No, it's not even spelled like that. Get your subtitles on and you'll know how it's spelled.
Okay, this is what I mean.
Oh.
Boy. Yeah.
I about murdered your family over that one.
You about murdered my family just for the hell of it.
Yeah, it'd be fun. That's all I'm saying. What was that? Oh, it was the metal. Okay.
Don't give away our location.
No, fucking. No, but I very much like Fallout. I'm a bit of a... I'm not a nerd on anything other than Fallout.
He does and still...
Some world history.
Some world history. This guy really does know his world history.
Yeah. I mean, for specific time frames, though. Like, you know a lot more medieval history.
Oh, yes. Medieval history, I'm all over that.
What I mean by medieval history, I mean the medieval times for Europe. Not specifically Japan.
Oh, yeah. No, for... I
need to look more into, like, China's medieval time and stuff.
China, yeah. It's a lot easier to learn about that, because they actually passed down their stuff.
Yeah. Well...
It's a lot of speculation.
While Europe's like, hey...
It's a lot of speculation.
We're gonna just get rid of this and burn the books!
Oh, yeah. No, seriously, though, like... I feel bad for... I go on this quite a bit when it's just me and him. I feel bad for game theory when they try to talk about history in video games, and he gets it wrong. Somehow he said William III had had targes on the battlefield. A targe is a Scottish shield and is literally about a completely different time period away from when William the Conqueror, which is who I meant, not William III, William the Conqueror was alive. And yeah, no, that community has ripped him apart twice. Ooh. Ironically, though, he did trick the medieval community into defending dual wielding, something they've never done before. That was pretty cool.
No, I have a specific love for, Cold War history, which is more recent history and stuff, specifically for the Fallout thing, because that's when our timeline deviates from the Fallout timeline and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I also like...
What about Russian history? Don't you really know about that?
I know older Russian history. Not for the Cold War time, because they cover everything up, but I know a lot about some of the czars and...
Yes.
Might not be on a specific name basis, since I'm not good with names. You know that, since I don't remember anyone from high school, even people I've talked to. Even you, most of the time.
Yeah.
I see you, I'm like, where do I know that guy from, dude?
We're just cruising at night. You look over like, who is she?
Oh.
With my...
No, but, I know a lot about the czars of older Russia. I also know how they kind of came about. Were actually basically long-bearded philosophers before they kind of rallied people together against the Mongols and all that. Russia used to be an extremely small country before Alexander the Great. Not Alexander the Great. Alexei the Great? Or Alex the Great. Damn. Alex the Great and then Ivan the Great, who is also Ivan the Terrible.
I know that Alexander the Great really did push their technology forward, because I remember that. I remember that mainly because there was just one moment in history class where they played a video of Alexander the Great, and he had his subjects, and they were watching a science room where a scientist was dissecting a body.
Wasn't Alexander the Great more of a main European guy? I think it was Alex the Great or Alexei the Great. I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm terrible with names. It could very easily be Alexander the Great.
I think it is Alexander the Great, because I just remember that name just rolling off my tongue very easily when it came down to the subject. But the actual story that I was referring to was that they were watching a body be dissected and they were learning about the human body. His subjects were very squeamish and they were like they were gonna puke and whatnot, and he got pissed, so he forced them to take a bite out of the corpse.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, he was he was a great leader, but he was very serious.
Well, what's cool to me is specifically the Ivan the Great / Ivan the Terrible. Early in his reign and all that, he pushed back the Mongols and all that, improved technology, improved way of life for fucking everyone in Russia, expanded Russia's territory and stuff. But then, as he got older, he went a little bit crazy, and he started fucking killing everyone.
Wasn't that... What?
That's Ivan the Impaler.
Oh, wasn't he the guy who got, it took so much to kill him? Like, he eventually had to be buried?
No, that was Rasputin. That's World War I.
They are different. Okay.
Different time. That was during the revolution.
Yeah, this is what I mean by he knows his history.
Yeah, no.
He can fix my misconceptions pretty easily.
No. Rasputin was... He was hard to kill. They don't know if they actually killed him.
Wasn't he the guy who was known for having the massive schlong and would?
He was fucking the queen of Russia at the time.
He was fucking world leaders' wives to manipulate everything into his power.
Yeah, and Rasputin was a fucking Chad.
Yeah, he was a troll. He's like, oh, I'll be your bro, banging their wives behind their back. Huh, this is a little more loose than I remember. All right, we're getting to porn. We're gonna be here.
No, fucking that. Rasputin made everybody his cuck.
Yeah.
And he was. I think he might have been a goddamn god. Not gonna lie. He shot him a bunch of times, and he just.
He was buried and bleeding out, and he just got better.
Yeah, he just got better. The way they finally had to take him out is they threw him in a frozen river. Like, they cut a hole in the ice, threw him in a frozen river, shot into the hole where they threw him, threw three grenades! This is after they've already chucked grenades at him and shit.
Why not just decapitate him? Because they don't want a headless Rasputin running around.
Where's my head? He's hunting everyone down looking for... You know he'd find a way to survive. He'd be the first instance of someone surviving their head getting cut off and being fully lucid.
You know, I wonder, since you said cuck and we send a bunch of, like, other sexual shit...
Cuck is also just an internet insult, dude.
No. Well, I also said about how he banged someone's wife, and he said, and the husband said, "Oh, this is more loose than I remember." I'm just wondering what audience members, we had. They're like, "Okay, I'm kind of with them." Then they heard that, like, "Nope, I'm too Christian for this shit," which is weird for me to make that joke. I'm Christian, by the way.
I'm a Satanist. No, I'm just an atheist, or I'm a modern Satanist. It's atheism with emo flair.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, this is definitely going to be the pinnacle of some of our topics. It's about, you know, Christianity, because I am a Christian and I do have faith, and I do follow the Ten Commandments, so on and so forth. But at the same time, I have a serious problem with
the hardcore fucking psycho Christians who think like
with the extremists. Yes, and I have an issue with how people view Christianity as a whole because of extremists.
Yeah, like there's a lot of people. Me being an atheist, I've noticed this, like, there's a lot of people who think all atheists are the same as Satanists, no matter what and stuff.
Yeah, and they think they have no morals.
But there's also people who are atheists or fucking, shit, who think that all Christians are these crazed cult members who believe all science is fake, and that's definitely not true. I know that from being friends with him.
Mm-hmm. That's a compliment that he called me a friend, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm not actually friends with this dude. I want him to kill himself. I make it very clear to him very many times.
It's just that I miss every time, and sometimes when I actually don't miss, Satan kind of just shows up and says no.
Lucifer's put him here to torture me.
Probably.
With nails to my dick.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why I don't feel joy, yet always feel joy at the same time. I'm in a weird paradox.
I can't feel emotion.
I think that's just being horny.
I can't. I'm impotent.
I'm a eunuch.
The lump.
The lump. Oh man, we haven't had that joke in a long time.
No, you said it last night.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't
think
I did.
You said it very briefly, and then we moved on to the rest of our bullshit, but...
Yeah, the fair warning from here on out, even though we didn't really give a lot of... We probably need to get more warnings of what we are going to give. We will have a lot of inside jokes that will show up and probably never show up again. If you want to, make it... Use them in a way you think it's supposed to be used, and if you can... If there's a way...
If you use it wrong, we'll fucking hunt you down, though.
That's joke. For lawyer, that's joke. Right, lawyer?
Yes!
Shut up.
The lawyer's fucking Mario. That's not even Mario's voice.
Not even close to Mario's voice. That's just like someone trying to be Mario. You aren't even Italian.
I was trying to do my fucking Elmo voice, but I pussied out halfway through, so it was like half my voice, half Elmo.
How about is that one? Yeah, I can't do an Elmo voice.
Elmo! He's gonna suck your fucking dick. That is fucking Mickey Mouse.
I didn't mean to do that. I just got...
Ooh. Hey.
Boy. Oh, oh now we just went into Nazi territory.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Disney. Disney.
Disney.
Disney.
I hate Disney.
Look into Disney. Look into Disney. They're fucked up.
I don't think we need to tell them to look at it. I don't think... Pretty sure you've seen Disney. If you don't realize...
Have you ever heard of Disney Bros?
one of the biggest monopolies in the world.
They own 70% of all entertainment.
And that's more than 70% in America, specifically.
Yeah, 70% of all entertainment world fucking wide, guys. Other than China. In China... It doesn't count since they don't have any copyright laws, so they just remake everything.
And say it's theirs. Oh, but apparently Winnie the Pooh was banned there.
Jesus.
That's not a lie, because there was that meme with the Chancellor, yeah. And then they banned Winnie the Pooh.
Jesus Christ.
And they banned Peppa Pig, because there are memes of Peppa Pig being a gangster.
Thug life, but it's a pork life.
Did they? Okay.
Don't think that's the meme, but that's what I thought of.
I mean, if I could see someone definitely making that the meme, but you know, but there's a shark on the table with us.
Oh yeah, I have a baby great white in a jar.
Yeah, fuck you, PETA.
Fuck you, PETA. Fucking suck my dick.
Don't, because it's probably got a leaf stuck in your teeth.
Sorry.
Oh, trust me.
There's a thorn bush in there.
Trust me, we'll get controversial.
Yeah.
It's not going to make sense.
No, PETA
first.
Kills a lot of animals.
That they rescue, yeah, I know. Like, oh, wait, allegedly. Sorry.
Allegedly. No, it's been... They admitted to it!
Oh, they admitted to it? Okay, so it's not like allegedly. They literally admitted
no,
to
I
it.
No, I think they made a tweet trying to defend themselves.
So, oh yeah, saying that it's better off they're dead than...
Than suffering alive. No, that's fucked up. You guys claim to fucking be fucking, fucking saving the animals. You don't want people to eat meat. You don't want people to fucking wear fur coats. But you guys go off and you fucking murder a few fucking thousand animals? Fuck you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Because we still don't know if we can still just say that outright.
No, we're gonna fuck you, PETA.
Fuck you allegedly.
Yeah, I'm allegedly putting my penis in this. This went on a goddamn tangent, dog!
That's the whole point. That's what we're here to do. Just go on tangents and hope people can follow along enough to find it entertaining. Oh boy, I hope the audio didn't fuck up halfway through.
Oh, now God.
It's just static and just noise.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. We'll just post it anyways. Somehow we get a following of just like... Yeah, people just don't... No, we just have audio, and people are, like, trying to decipher what this might be.
We are coded.
Yeah, they think that we're some conspiracy, and there's
no,
a whole
after that, we're just gonna record static on TV if something like that happens. Put out an episode every week, there's gonna be this cult following of us. Then I will become God, because I'm God. You don't...
Stop ass.
You can't disprove it.
Yeah, you can't prove it either. Hey, except for when he randomly appears sucking on your toes. Why do you keep doing that to me, by the way?
It's not really randomly appear. I know a little bit of witchcraft, and I sell a little bit of my pubic hair to Satan, and he lets me just appear in your room with your toes in my mouth.
It's like the time whenever I had to tell my family that you were trying to... Something about eating a sandwich and jerking me off.
What? Whoa! Wait, what?
I'm trying to remember how that joke went. How we went to get sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I started driving, and then I was, like, concerned because I actually went out of our hometown for the first time. And I was like, and you were just like, oh, just say we were getting sandwiches because we do that. I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, Roger was force feeding me a sandwich and jerking me off at the same time. But he had it backwards.
Force feeding you pieces?
No, he was jerking off my nose and shoving a sandwich on my dick.
Oh!
That's what it was. My family ever starts listening to this.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to tell anyone.
I ain't telling them. They find out. I hope Grandma doesn't know. Sorry, Grandma. And other grandma.
Wait,
and all
your
my
grandparents listen to podcasts?
I don't know. If they hear I do podcasts, they're going to try. Like, oh, what's
that's
this?
Why you don't fucking tell people.
It's like, I hope that's not my Brayden. Well, I guarantee that some of them are going to realize that, like, that's clearly me and that I'm clearly... Yeah. I'm an adult now, Grandma.
No, he's not.
Shut up.
He's 7. He's a 7-year-old Filipino girl.
I forgot about that already. Yay!
That's what women sound like. But
now let's talk about feminists. I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Oh, this is going south fast.
This is what we do.
Is what we do.
We're making enemies before we make friends.
Fire shots at all the mumble rappers.
We're just gonna... Damn it, don't bring up mumble rappers. We mentioned a feminist. Well, just...
Same thing, different face.
Okay.
In my eyes, everything's equally disappointing.
Yeah. If it's not you or cats, it's disappointing.
Oh, yeah. My cats are fucking awesome, bro.
So we just mentioned feminists. Okay, I guess just so we don't leave you in the dark. Feminism... has changed negatively. That's all I'm gonna say. We'll save it for another episode. Over time.
It's not, like, it hasn't always been bad.
Oh, yeah, no. Trust me, like, there's even, like, modern, real feminists that I know who believe in actual equality.
But they don't call themselves feminists because it has a negative connotation now because of the crazy ones who want...
Which is a very huge running theme in just American culture right now where people will be woke and the actual people they're trying to be woke for hate them. Like, Black Lives Matter, yeah, I'm bringing them up. Whenever I see people hate Black Lives Matter, it's always a black person who really hates them.
Yeah, like,
and
Officer Tatum.
Yes, he is a shining example. I've heard him, like, go off way too... I've heard him go off on tangents about how Black Lives Matter is terrible, and I'm just like, I think you're going a little too far. I'm not exactly...
Well, no, I saw this one video. This black man was, he's from the hood and stuff. He was out in front of a polling station where people were voting. This
yeah.
was pre-election stuff. He was trying to convince his fellow black, like, men.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that video where
yeah.
the guy had the video explaining all the details to his friend, which you refer to as his brother, but I'm not going to talk like that. I believe in real equality. I talk to them like normal people. Fuck you, Kamala.
Jesus Christ. Oh, we're really showing our political standing now.
Oh, no, no. No, no, don't worry. I can fix it. Bad Trump. There we go. Problem solved.
Orange man bad.
It's out there now. We clearly have political views. We
oh, my goodness. We're American citizens and we think things about the political system. Holy shit.
We warned them. Don't worry. The dick flow chart states to warn them. And apparently, we're going to end on the testicle with Somalia. I guess preview for you guys.
But no, fucking... The black guy's outside of the police station, not only telling his fellow black men and all that... I don't like calling them black men. They're just men. They're human beings. Fuck you if you have to put a color in front of it. But,
yeah, that's not political. That's just in general.
He's, telling his fellow man fucking, things Trump has gotten good for their community... good for poor communities, good for Native American communities.
And just generally what Democrats did not do good for them.
Yeah. And then he said, was talking about how BLM, at its birth, it was a great movement. At its core, it is a good movement. But
it got corrupted through actual white supremacists taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that we have to clarify when people think we hate Black Lives Matter. We don't.
We hate... the infiltrators who turned a good movement into a bad thing.
Antifa, specifically. Antifa. Fuck them. Yeah. They were wearing...
They're opportunistic, and they want to cause chaos.
Yeah, one of the good things at InfoWars, we bring up... I'll bring up some newscasts, by the way, for you lovely viewers out there. Listeners. I guess we call them listeners, not viewers. But InfoWars...
They are watching.
Oh, no.
Through their ears.
Is that not how smelling works? Wait.
Whoa!
But as I was saying earlier, the one good thing InfoWars was good for is actually like showing a side of things that you didn't realize when they're not trying to be the conspiracy theorists they are.
They do go really far.
They go too far. That's why I recommend just checking out Epic Times. They're like the they're like InfoWars, but they don't go
as far. Check out TimCast. If you want someone who's flipping...
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Yeah, not sponsored. I'm a fan of TimCast.
And I just watch those. We're just giving our honest opinions about what we feel about things. We'll make it clear if we're doing a
TimCast. Sponsor. The entire main crew. They have a guest on all the time. Guest on all the time. But the entire main crew are all people who were hardcore lefties, hardcore liberals, who over the course of the past 4 years. Switched sides and started seeing things from a more conservative view. And it's not even that, it's not like old school conservatism either.
No?
It's more libertarian centrism, just with right leaning on certain issues, specifically the right to bear arms.
Yeah, so it's not just, so it's very, it's more in the middle, because they came from the left and they're more towards the right now. So it's reliable in that sense. But as I was, just to not leave anyone in the dark, what I was saying earlier what InfoWars did is they showed a video, which is why I fully believe Antifa destroyed Black Lives Matter, is where Antifa members were spray painting, had just trashed a building, set it on fire, and they put BLM on it, blaming it on the actual peaceful protesters, which we will joke about that idea of saying peaceful protests, but they turned a peaceful protest into a violent riot.
Back when, after George Floyd... and all that passed.
Oh no, are we allowed to say that guy? Oh shit. I think I just...
I already said it, too late.
I just referred to him as that guy, so I think I just took it a little too far.
Oh.
I didn't mean it!
But back when he passed and all that, and they were having actual peaceful protests and all that,
mm-hmm.
There was a video caught where an Antifa member was breaking up bricks off the street and all that, and he was trying to get people to throw them at the police officers and stuff. And the peaceful protesters got mad at him, picked him up, and took him to the police line and said what he was doing. He got arrested.
Didn't take him, threw him into the police line. That was a great video.
Yeah, no. And it shows that people even in these movements don't want those infiltrators inciting riots.
Now, just to make sure we're not under the premise of just Republican conservatives, because I'm not even a Republican or Democrat.
I'm neither. I vote on things like my right to free speech and my right to bear arms.
Even then, we don't do a lot of voting, but essentially, the reason why we don't like Antifa so much is because they're very hypocritical about a lot of things they've said. First off, you know, they claim that they're against racism when they call a black man the N-word to the... A black police officer an N-word to the white man.
Yeah.
That was jarring to me to even think of that. And they also claim that they were doing such great things for immigrants whenever an immigrant man had to basically just give them a tongue lashing about how they're actually fascist when they're against fascism, which is the thing. Well, is they're anarchists.
They use fascist tactics.
Exactly. That's the hypocrisy and the irony of it. But which they're also all about anarchy too.
Anarchy and communism, strangely enough.
Which doesn't
work together
because it's a government and a non-government system.
Well, communism's technically an economic system, but
oh, that's true. Okay. That's fair. Well, it's still public order.
Yeah.
Anarchy's not supposed to be.
Yeah. Anarchy's the strongest man's on top, and that's not how society works at all.
Well, so that we're not on this serious subject too much, we can talk about that one guy who said anarchy would work.
Oh, yeah. So, me and Brain are both welders and all that.
Yep.
We took a welding class and stuff. There was this one dude. I took a construction class in the later hours of the day. Brayden wasn't in there at the time, or he was, I can't remember, but
your construction classes, I was in different classes.
But, I was in construction class, and our, mutual friend, Owen, was in the welding class during that hour.
We have a mutual friend named Owen, by the way.
Yeah, mutual friend.
We're not going to prepare you for, like, names of people, we're just gonna bring up first names of people and expect you to know. You better study for the test.
Yeah, you fucking study, bitches.
Pick one, fill out the survey, damn it. Don't just
no, no. But I heard Owen. I walked in to see what Owen was up to, and he was talking with this guy. This guy was arguing that anarchy would be the perfect system of government because he thinks no matter what, if someone gets on top and becomes like tyrannical. Someone else is going to take him out.
Yeah, if someone was to become a dictator, that the public would just take him out.
And you know what doesn't happen in fucking chaotic situations in countries that are in civil war and all that?
Organized.
They don't just ice the guy on top because he's a bad guy. There's usually gangs that form. Yeah. Tribes that form.
They don't have organized movements or actions against him because it's a state of chaos. There's going to be factions appearing and
instantly. There's factions that already exist. If the US government crumbled today and all that, there would already be groups. Those groups would be built off of your family, your neighbors, your town, or if you're part of a militia group or a certain like political thing, or even just your job could turn into something.
Oh yeah, like it's just about a community. And that's why anarchy just doesn't work because a society would form out of anarchy.
Yeah,
that's why it doesn't work.
Or a bunch of mini societies that would eventually one would win out over the others, like what kind of happened with you know how the world works now.
That's exactly what happened.
Capitalism won out, more or less.
More or less, it's because somehow people think Venezuela is still working.
Oh no, they collapsed a couple years back. I like how they were eating their goddamn dogs.
Yeah, at least it's not like how Korea, they're eating each other.
Oh, yeah. North Korea. South Korea, they're capitalists.
We want to make sure we love the capitalists, not the commies.
But no, in North Korea, flipping...
Obviously jokes when I talk like that.
People are pretty much forced into capitalism, and there's no choice in it. If the government says you have to do a certain job for the government, and you just say no, they just kill you. You don't... There's no freedom there.
Oh, yeah.
And I never want to see something like that in America. I never want to see that anywhere.
So, okay. So now we have gotten our serious spill for the first half. Let's try and go into something a little bit more lighthearted. Man, how about a really good troll on the internet? That some of you might... Well, a lot of you would definitely know. Because you have penises. Belle Delphine.
Oh!
Yes, that troll... apparently has recently announced she's actually going to release her hardcore porn, that's who she is by the way, on December 25th. And she proved it by actually showing her tits on the...
I didn't know about any of this, this is all you right now?
Oh yeah, no.
Wait, was she the bathwater chick?
Yeah, that's the bathwater chick.
Yo!
Oh, she also said that she will sell the condom used in the video. Someone's gonna buy it.
No, that bathwater sold out in a goddamn day.
Exactly. Someone's gonna buy that.
So many simps. Simps fucking everywhere.
Trust me, I actually saw the video, and as soon as I saw the tits, I never was one to actually try and find her revealing, like, exposing herself, or just doing porn.
This got weird fast, dog.
Exactly, we're not serious. This, I told you we're gonna get away with serious objects. It's porn time. That's going to be a segment in our series now.
Porn time!
Yup.
What did you jerk the jerk to today? 3 times!
I mean, I didn't even jerk off, so...
I haven't been hard in months.
No.
I'm impotent.
I lost my penis.
Ooh. I have a lump. We're just circling back to that.
Yeah, sure, we can bring up lump later on. But no, essentially...
No, we brought it up earlier.
I know, like, later on we can bring it up again. But I just want to say that Belle Delphine proved that she was actually going to do a real porn video by actually showing her tits uncensored, which she's never done before. And I'm going to be honest, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, that's good enough for me. And I didn't care from then on. I was like, I saw some nudity. I'm not interested anymore. It's on men work.
Them ankles. Fucking, god damn it.
Oh, boy.
This got really simpy fast, and I don't like it.
How's it simpy?
Bringing up anyone from the internet turns you into a simp, dog.
Okay.
Markiplier, I'm simping for Markiplier. I said his fucking name, dog.
Why did we both think of Markiplier? We're not even go.
We're both simping for Mark, and I haven't watched him since I was fucking 13, dog.
Nah, I still watch his shit. It's still funny. No. It's really enjoyable when they all play games together still. So porn time's over now, apparently.
I don't like that. I don't like this.
Okay.
End the podcast.
Okay.
You guys something just, else lighthearted.
You guys
something
just watch. Lighthearted. You guys just watch an executive decision. No porn time. Maybe we still don't know.
Currently masturbating.
Oh.
Oh, they can't. They don't see me, so they don't fucking know.
They don't realize you got no pants on right now.
I'm very much wearing pants. I'm setting on my balls. It's not very comfy.
Not very comfy.
I'm giving myself a. Meself, goddamn
meself.
Okay, so something else lighthearted. Let me think of something since I don't want to simp.
Dr. Pepper's great.
Agreed.
Again, okay. Not sponsored. But I just want to say,
why the fuck? Dr. Pepper has no one has sponsored no one in the existence of the internet.
I know, but legal reasons. I just know for legal reasons we have to do that. But still, this guy right here bleeds Dr. Pepper. By the way.
Oh yeah, I drink like. 44 times... What's 44 times, like, 3 or 4?
That's 132.
Oh, yeah, more than that, probably.
132 what?
Ounces.
Okay.
Ounces. I was going off of the math of a 44.
I didn't see you pointing...
Actually, there was a while there where I would drink, like, 2 or 3 2-liters of Dr. Pepper a day, and my kidneys are dying. Give me yours.
Oh, we almost forgot to mention the Asian super soldiers.
Oh, yeah. So, China's making fucking demons.
Essentially.
Bro.
And that's it for that. We're supposed to... It only says to mention that. We don't have to talk about them.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, what...
They're using genetic editing with CRISPR to do it.
Yeah, no, just so that there's at least context, is that there is... That CRISPR has the ability to genetically alter people's... bodies at birth and even in later ages. More successful.
Any animal, not just people.
Oh yeah, any animal.
Testing with rats have shown extremely good results if you're using it for a good reason to get rid of genetic disease. Just saying. It's the future, but it also has the terrible
it really messes with ethics.
Yeah. And if, say there's recessive genes in those super soldiers and they shut down the program where they're trying to make said super soldiers and they let them breed with normal humans and stuff, that could have, like, an extreme recessive trait significantly harm the human race later on down the line because people are going to want to, you know, mate with the fucking, strongest, fastest, bestest, and if there's someone... specifically made to be the strongest, fastest, bestest.
I don't think we've given enough context for this topic.
Oh, yeah. No,
okay, so...
We're gonna do that. We're gonna go more into that in a different episode.
Yeah, essentially, it's just that CRISPR is something that can alter the actual DNA, RNA of an individual, and China might potentially be using that for super soldiers. There's you actually have a source for that, which I'm going to get for a later time.
I don't have it on hand and all that, but The Guardian had an article with a person from the CIA who's been monitoring this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's, can't remember the guy's name, but he's like a high...
We only mention this because the dick flow chart said to.
Yes.
We didn't write...
The penis knows. Okay.
That's going to be the end of that segue. Or that's going to be the segue for the next topic. All right, so...
Somalia.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Wait, are we going with Somalia? What was the next topic?
There was no next topic. We've been winging it to this point.
Oh, see, yeah. I told you, winging it works.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Now this is executive talking, so you're not there anymore. So what we need to be doing... I'm kidding. Let's go on to... Yeah, no, just to make it clear, we have bullet points. That's why the joke that the dick flow chart just told us to talk about Asian super soldiers, because that's what I have it written on here, is mention Asian S-soldiers, because...
In the shape of a penis.
It's underneath the penis, but everything else is in the penis. It's a very pointy tip, too.
Jesus fucking Christ.
They have to know the details. It's a cat penis. No, don't know him. I drew a cat penis. Wait, no, it just appeared. I forgot. It's not a cat. A random human dick just appeared on our paper while we were writing out the plan, or lack thereof.
And it just had a sharp tip.
You know what? Because we have this power, I'm just going to say it. We've been joking the whole time. There's no dick flow chart. They're going to tell we're bullshitting.
Jesus Christ. I didn't even have to talk. Just the way you did your voice. So we're going into the Somalia stuff. This is going to be a little bit more serious, a little bit...
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So for the final stretch of this, because we generally want to do these episodes for about an hour, is after we just got through all that joking and humor and even just the tangents of seriousness, we're actually going to
have something someone's actually researched and put time into.
Yes,
Being Braden.
Yes,
he's the smart one. I'm the, I'm just here.
I kind of need him for moral support.
Well, I'm going to research into science topics for episodes like that.
I don't need to know that.
You're more into,
politics.
You're better at researching politics because of your debate. I'm more into, like, researching science and certain historical things and all that. On account that, that's just what interests me. I was watching this one YouTube video earlier by Niall Red. Subscribe to Niall Red. He's a chemist on YouTube. He turned, plastic gloves into grape soda. Through chemistry.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check that out on my free
time. He also made sweetener out of his piss.
Okay, a lot of curiosity. I'm going to check them out.
Check out Niall Red and Niall Blue. It's his second channel. That's a little bit.
All right, and now for the last stretch, let's get on to this. So we actually have a real subject that was researchers put into with actual subjects and topics. This probably is differently from the time that I actually got this information. This was roughly a week or two ago that I actually...
It would be more like a week and a half.
About a week and a half a while ago. But essentially is that... Trump did a thing.
Orange man bad! Just to clarify, orange man bad!
Okay, regardless, the reason why I just said that is because I wanted to make clear is that... We had these... It's been a bit chaotic in this episode. It's going to be more organized, whether or not we'll have predominantly
seriousness. I'm still going to bring chaos to
this. Oh, yeah, no. It's not going to be serious 100% ever. But we'll have either 100% not serious to majority seriousness. That's how we're going to go back and forth.
Depends on the episode, what we're covering.
You'll figure out through the title. I don't know what we're going to title this, by the way.
Oh, I'm just going to list off just some of the random shit we've talked about. Gotta throw in Belle Delphine's name because you brought her up and stuff, and clicks, dog. Gotta get them clicks.
Oh yeah, we're spreading the news.
Clicks.
Hey, just so that you know, if you think you're gonna go watch that video, the only way to get it is to download it on your device. You're gonna get caught, so don't try and watch it. I took the risk for you. Risk. Doing the quotes. Okay, so on to the actual, like, serious shit.
Jesus. We've tried to segue into the serious stuff, like, 3 times, and I've sidetracked us so many times.
I know.
Look how great of a friend I am.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, we'll have to... we'll have to figure that out on our own time. Okay, so just to actually get into this. So, President Trump orders Pentagon to move majority of U.S. troops out of Somalia. So, to give some context, Somalia had... troops stationed in it from like U.S. troop station into to train their forces and just give general oversight because there is a terrorist organization threatening them. So it's generally a good thing. And of course, Somalia specifically is the third, either the third or the fourth from being the worst military power in the world. There's a actual list that shows military powers. I don't know why I didn't actually print that out for this.
How many troops did they have there?
It didn't specify troops. There's a list. There's a website where there's a list of all 138 countries, and it's listed from the very top where the U.S. is all the way down.
My thing is, like,
they have, like, hundreds. Okay, so they specify they have, like, over 100 variables that go into making that list. They didn't specify the variables because I'm pretty sure you have to figure out the list on your own.
So this whole thing, so Trump's pulling the troops out of there.
Like, which is something he promised he would do, is to have troops out of countries, staying out of other people's wars, is how he puts it.
American soldiers shouldn't die fighting for
countries agree. We shouldn't be fighting other people's wars, sorry.
Unless the country's a direct threat to U.S. and freedom, or having heinous human rights violations, like North Korea. Sorry. I think we should just invade North Korea. I'm just saying. But, fucking, Somalia. They've never threatened the U.S., have they? Have they?
Somalia? No.
Other than the terrorist cell that's there.
Al-Shabaab
or whatever?
Yep, Al-Shabaab. The organization Al-Shabaab is the actual threat that they're actually trying to fight off against. Now, so the first source that I'm using here is actually the New York Times. We intentionally use both liberal and conservative news sources to make sure we get the broader picture because there is bias thrown into it. So essentially what the New York Times stated was that roughly 700 American troops are currently in Somalia and the movements are set to occur by January 15th. Now, they're not just coming straight back to the U.S. In fact, they're going to neighboring countries.
Kuwait. Is Kuwait the country?
I don't think
Kuwait. I know Kuwait's a big place where they move troops. In the Middle East, at least. They move troops around through.
I think South Sudan is where they might be going. It's in this here somewhere. I just have kind of the sources in front of me with, like, highlighted in notes, by the way. Just in case you're wondering why I'm messing up with sources.
It's all good. They're still listening now. They're not giving up on us yet. They're fucking not. I'll fucking find you.
Well, now we lost them.
just low-key threaten your fucking viewers. Listeners.
We've already done that one.
At the beginning. I think I've done it a few times, dog.
That's going to be running theme. We told them it's not going to be serious.
So,
but to go back to the topic is that they're going to be stationed in a neighboring citadel. Essentially, they didn't say citadel, but that's what I'm saying, because that's what
they're... A neighboring...
Country, yes.
Country that is peaceful towards Americans.
Obviously, a U.S. ally. And what it is being stated is that... Okay, and of course, the New York Times is trying to state that this is a problem. They're wanting to really point out about how Somalia is not a great military power. They're at the threat of... terrorists and whatnot, but at the same time, this is a bit heartless, but not a problem.
Yeah.
Not, like, we shouldn't be risking our people's lives, which, of course...
American lives have already been taken there, haven't they?
Yes, I was going to get on to the point where people are probably thinking, well, they're just training the troops. Yes, but it's also stated that a CIA officer, the ambassador, and other State Department diplomats who... Wait a minute... No, I accidentally started reading something differently, but no, a CIA agent, yes, was killed during an assault while he was at a motel, is what it was. I'm trying to find the paper, damn it. I think we should have planned a little more for this segment. Yeah, CIA officer was killed in combat in Somalia is exactly how it's quoted, and that source specifically... comes from, once I figure out which page is telling me the source, comes from Helen, well, it was written by Helen Cooper, and maybe this was the Washington Post?
Probably was.
I doubt that. I don't know why I don't actually have the name of the website for that one, but Helen Cooper is the name of the author of that article, and it's titled Trump Orders All American Troops Out of Somalia. So if you want to see that for yourself, just type that in specifically, and you can, and I'm pretty, and I really hope I'm not violating any terms of service in terms of plagiarism, because I'm not naming the sources properly.
Oh, it's all good.
But regardless,
since we're just loosely quoting them and stuff,
we are, but this just goes to show is that even though it may seem that we're not risking troops, their lives are still at stake.
People have died. American citizens have died for countries that we shouldn't even be involved in.
Yeah.
And yes, I know with the whole wars in the Middle East, the same thing can be said. And Trump's pulling troops out of, well, he's pulled troops out of Syria.
He's also going to, this is in the source as well, that Trump ordered the military to withdraw forces from Afghanistan, halving the number there to just over 2,000, which is a direct quote. The timer went red.
The longest we can have it be is an hour, is all that says.
Oh, so we just got a warning?
Yeah, we got 5 minutes, basically. Yeah, that scared me. Sorry. The timer on our recording went red and all that.
We'll have to resume that for another time to be more details. But essentially, just to very briefly go over, is Trump ordered troops from Somalia as his promise to reduce U.S. troop activity in other countries for other foreign allies, or any power for that matter, or countries. And that has, of course, sparked some uproar. It's only going to be 700 troops moved over to neighboring countries. They can still order drone strikes, but that, of course...
Drone strikes, 90% of all drone strikes have killed civilians of those other countries.
So there's still problems to be spoken about, which will have to be spoken about in another
episode.
So, and in case you're wondering, what, of course, are our credentials for even talking on the subject?
We're American citizens.
That care about
our men and women overseas.
Yes, we are not just...
Care about the men and women in our country.
Yes, we actually... And I don't think that just because you don't have a degree or something like that, that you can't talk on some subject of your opinion. Now, of course, there's some leeway when it comes down to people being certified in under certain topics, like... You and I are welders.
Yeah.
So if someone were to talk about welding and not be taught the same way we are, then that's understandable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when it comes down to these controversial topics, everyone's voice matters. And even when it comes down to just saying that you don't like or like something, don't just knock it down. And also, please don't really hate on someone for having a different opinion.
We make jokes and all that, and we're angry towards... specific political groups and all that, but we're giving our reasoning. And if someone walks up to me and says I'm part of Antifa or I'm part of BLM, I'm gonna be like, all right, dude, and go on my day. Unless they're actively trying to harm me, I'm not gonna say anything to them.
Oh yeah, so this is very sincere, because while we are very humorous and whatnot, there is times for seriousness. But just to end this off, because we don't have much time, just simply...
We should probably say the name of the podcast again at the end.
Yes, I was getting to that.
Just so you know, we only have 2.5 minutes left.
We are native gunslingers, and we love to bullshit about what's going on... we love to bullshit about what's going on in our country and across the world.
And in our lives.
And to represent a brand new perspective on different topics going on. My name's Brayden.
My name's Roger.
We'll see you in the next video. Or audio.
Yeah. Fine. Whatever. Same thing.
I think that's...
See with your ears!
No, we're just gonna pretend like we don't realize...
God damn it, you were supposed to end it with me saying see with your goddamn ears. Fuck you.
Well, just see with your ears then. Okay. Bye.